that you can't play me twice, no babe. Who do you think I am? Well, I'm gonna take my own road.
Hey, it's Grant. Sorry to interrupt this broadcast, but I play Joe and produce this show. Today's show is going to be slightly different. We'll be focusing more on the radio drama aspect, while still providing critical information for every Helldiver. If you stay after the show, you will be learning more about the upcoming info, scheduling of the show, releases, and much more. And now, back to your regularly scheduled broadcast.
For Earth, as we echo that of Ryan Pruitt, hit the ground running. I'm Joe Turner, and you're tuned in to GNR 107, Wartime Update, where we bring you the latest developments from the ever-evolving fronts of our galactic battlefields. Today, we dive deep into the strategic shifts and valiant efforts of our Helldivers and armed forces as they defend our freedom against the relentless automaton and Terminid threats. Stay with us as we break down the victories and challenges and the unyielding spirit of our forces across the stars. Good day, citizens and brave Helldivers of Super Earth. This is Joe Turner coming at you live from GNR 107 with critical warfront updates. In today's segment, we dive deep into the developments from the front lines where courage meets chaos. Let's get right into it. The automatons, those steel-hearted foes of freedom, have once again escalated their tactics. With the deployment of the factory striders, these war machines fortified with heavy armor and firepower, our battle strategies must adapt swiftly. These mechanical monstrosities are designed not just for destruction, but to forge beachheads from which the automatons can launch further incursions. Their presence on the battlefield requires immediate and decisive action to prevent these established footholds. During the week, the Minkant line held steadfast as we forged by the valiance of our Helldivers, who alongside our armed forces and civilian laborers have stoutly defended Lisseth and Minkant. These critical planets have become bastions against the relentless automaton advance, halting their momentum as we continue to fortify our positions. This strategic depth ensures we maintain the upper hand in the galactic chess match against our mechanized adversaries. Our defenses held strong against their formidable factory striders. The Helldivers, true to their reputation for resilience and courage, successfully repelled the enemy's fierce offensive. This victory at Marfark not only secured our strategic flank, but also reinforced the integrity of the Minkant line. With this critical position firmly in our grasp, we have effectively thwarted the automaton plan to circumvent our defenses and gain a foothold in our territory. With that, we turn to those damn bugs. Our dedicated forces have made remarkable progress. In just the first day, we've successfully called and processed 2 billion Terminids, extracting the vital E-710 needed to fuel our counteroffensive. This swift action underscores the efficiency and resolve of our forces as we prepare to take the fight back to the automatons. With our goal achieved in what was thought to take a week, let's maintain this momentum. The efforts of every Helldiver are critical as we push forward to secure the remaining E-710 and set the stage of reclaiming our territories. Keep the pressure on, Helldivers. And with that, we are going to turn to Penny Lively, who's going to tell us what's going on in the tech space after this quick break.
Introducing Co-Freedom, the coffee that's brewed for the brave and served steaming with valor. Each cup is a bold declaration of your commitment to freedom, crafted from the finest beans harvested from the liberated corners of the galaxy. As you face the day's battles, let Cuff Freedom be your fuel. The rich, robust flavor isn't just coffee. It's a salute to the fearless.
Welcome back to GNR 107's Warfront Update. I'm Penny, here to bring you the latest in tech advancements and updates that are crucial for our Helldivers on the ground and in the skies. Today we dive into a significant update that's been rolled out across our armored divisions and strategic command units. Let's get right into the details. Our engineers have just deployed patch 01.000.203, focusing primarily on enhancing our battlefield equipment and ironing out some critical stability issues that have been affecting our operations. Here's what's new and improved. Our CE-27 Groundbreaker armor units are now fully equipped with the Promised Engineer Kit passive, boosting their operational capabilities significantly. We've strengthened the resilience of our systems to prevent disruptions during critical phases of missions. We've corrected a glitch causing discrepancies and damage dealt to enemies across different environments. Those misleading red boxes that some of you might have noticed are now gone. Text on major orders is now displaying correctly, ensuring commands are clear and actionable. We've patched multiple issues that caused system crashes during the loadout phase, mission debriefings, and under specific combat conditions, like when repelling grenades or during heavy civilian traffic scenarios. However, not all issues could be addressed in this update. We're still tracking and tackling several known challenges. This ship module is currently underperforming and is slated for an overhaul. Some of you might have difficulties with the social menu and cross-play interactions, including blank usernames and unresponsive friend requests. Certain weapons like the sickle are having trouble with foliage penetration, and there are reports of targeting issues with our arc weapons and spears. Our commitment to refining these systems is unwavering. Your feedback is invaluable and directly influences these updates. Rest assured, our tech teams are on it, working hard to ensure that you have the most reliable and effective tools on the battlefield. That's all for today's Tech Spotlight. Stay tuned for more updates, and remember, we're all in this together. For Super Earth, for Liberty, we stand united.
We welcome brave citizens of Super Earth to the Helldivers Radio GNR 107 Discord channel. This is your premier destination to connect with the valiant voices behind the radio and the vibrant community that makes our broadcasts possible.
Here, in this digital garrison, we rally the creative troops who bring you the most riveting tales from the front lines. Whether you want to voice act or assist with gathering material for the podcast, this is the place for you.
Are you ready to lend your voice to the cause? Do you have the skill to craft tales of valor and sacrifice? We're on the lookout for volunteers with a flair for voice acting and script writing. Dive into our ranks and help shape the future of GNR 107.
Join us where the magic happens, where heroes are heard, and where your contributions fuel the fire of freedom. Together, we'll keep the Helldivers radio signal strong and clear.
Helldivers Radio GNR 107. For democracy, for Super Earth.
Discord link down below.
Welcome back from the commercial break. This is Joe Turner. Earlier this week, our reporters were on the front lines. This is a rebroadcasting of our Super Earth Armed Forces, who were engaged in relentless battle against the automaton threat. Here is the broadcasting now. This was originally aired on the 16th. Viewer discretion is advised. These are our frontline journalists. First, we're live with Hawk on Marvark, where the conditions are brutal, but our forces are fighting hard. Hawk, describe the scene.
Joe, I'm currently en route to a skirmish site where Captain Ilze's unit is setting up orbital batters. The cold here isn't just a backdrop, it's a key player in today's conflict. enhancing automaton functions, and challenging our own gear. I'm about 200 meters out. The engagement is fierce, and our hell divers are showing true grit out here. Joe, despite the setbacks, they're holding the line and adapting on the fly. They've jury-rigged some of the gear to keep firing, refusing to let this icy hell freeze our resolve. Visibility is near zero at times, Joe. Every breath feels like inhaling shards of glass, even with my thermal mask. The blizzard's so thick, our thermal sensors are almost useless. But we've got to push through. These conditions might be tough on us, but they're perfect for the automatons. They thrive in the cold environment. Their systems unhindered by the frost that's crippling our equipment. We're approaching the perimeter now. The sounds of construction are clearly all around. I'll be joining the fray shortly, providing live updates as we attempt to push the automatons back. Wish us luck, Joe. Hawk out.
Hell divers. In the heat of battle, when every second is a fight for survival, you need a rifle. That's why Novo Boost Pharmaceuticals brings you Stims as the all-in-one. Stimulant, painkiller, and super medicine engineered for the warriors of Super Earth. With just one injection of Stim, you're back in action. Feel the rush of vitality as your wounds stabilize and mend before your very eyes. Stay in the fight longer, push harder, and secure victory against any odds. With Stim, you're not just surviving, you're stimming to the max. Use it once, and you'll know you're truly stimming.
Stim is a non-prescription, non-addictive remedy, much like hydrocodone, oxycodone, fentanyl, codeine, clonopin, Xanax, Valium, amphetamines, methylphenidates, Lunesta, and Sonata. Side effects may include, but are not limited to, overconfidence, a temporary belief in personal invincibility, an urge to high-five dangerous wildlife, spontaneous victory chance, and, in rare cases, an inexplicable passion for intergalactic diplomacy. Stim should not be used in conjunction with reality checks, sex, or inside a closed environment. If you experience a battle lasting longer than 4 hours, consult your medic immediately.
Grab your Stim today and keep the front line moving. For the rush, for the mend, for the glory of combat, Stim is there. Once you use it, you will truly be stimming.
We're back, and I have Captain Ilze here, who's in charge of this section of the orbital defenses. How are things going, and what are you doing to assist with the scattered automaton threat?
We're using mobile heat sources to disrupt the automaton's thermal sensors, implementing hit-and-run tactics to conserve warmth and energy. It's also making it harder for them to hit us out here against the ice and snow. We are very visible.
Thanks, Captain. The innovation and quick thinking of our Helldivers are what keep us in this fight.
Thank you. Hawk, stay safe and keep us posted. Switching to Lucas on Laseth, where our forces face a different set of challenges. Lucas? What's the situation?
Joe, I'm here with Engineer Douglas and his team. They've been crucial in building our new orbital defenses. Douglas, could you share some insights on your team's efforts, please?
Absolutely, Lucas. Our first task was clearing the area of hidden automaton mines, which pose a significant threat. We've deployed advanced demining drones that use sonic pulses to safely detonate these traps. It's meticulous but essential work to secure a foundation for our defenses. Once the area is secured, we start constructing the orbital defense platforms. These structures are designed to shield Laseth from aerial attacks and provide a staging ground for our counteroffensive. The process involves assembling massive energy pylons that will power up protective shields and offensive batteries.
Sounds like a complex operation. Now, how crucial is this to our strategy on Laseth?
It's vital, Lucas. By establishing these defenses, we not only protect our forces on the ground, but also ensure that Laseth remains a stronghold against future automaton assaults. Each completed platform significantly enhances our tactical capabilities in the sector.
Well, thank you, Douglas. The innovation of our engineering teams never cease to amaze. Joe, back to you.
Thanks, Lucas. The efforts on Lisseth are a testament to our resilience and strategic ingenuity. Keep us posted on that progress. We finally established a shaky line to Sam, known as Bulldog, on McKint. Bulldog, can you hear me? Bulldog, can you hear me? How are the troops turning these brutal conditions to our advantage?
Loud and clear, Joe. It's like stepping into the forges of Vulcan here. But our Helldivers are using that to our benefit. I'm right in the thick of it with a unit that's donned heat-resistant armor. They're pushing automaton squads into the hottest zones where their circuits start to fry.
Bulldog, watch out on your six.
Did you see that? Direct hit! The tactics here are simple but brutal. Heat traps and sudden strikes. Thanks for the cover, Lieutenant. Joe, we've got trouble. Multiple automaton gunships cresting the northeast ridge. Wait, they're opening fire!
Bulldog! Is everything alright? I'm sorry, it's hard to understand.
Direct hit on Bravo team's position. We have casualties, several down. I repeat, we need medics.
Pressure bandage now. Hold it tight against the wound.
What are you doing?
I need a stretcher over here. We've got a
This is a mess, Joe. The gunships caught part of the squad off guard. They're down in the open.
Keep
medics are moving
open.
In,
Help
but the gunships
the
are making another pass. Cover fire is going up now.
Administering plasma. We need more blood packs.
Direct hit on one gunship. It's going down. Watch it. Second gunship pulling
this
back.
This one's ready for evac. Move, move.
Medics are with the wounded now. We've got several severe injuries. They're calling an evac for the most critical. Hang on.
Alpha. Line 9. Terrain. Flat. Open terrain. South.
It's tough to see, Joe. These men and women are brave. Fighting hard under impossible conditions. The medics are doing their best. Blood transfusions right here in the field. Stabilizing fractures and even filled intubations. The works. We've managed to push back the automatons for now, but this attack, it's a reminder of the stakes we're facing out here. We lost good people today, and more are fighting for their lives. It's harsh, but we have to keep pushing forward. For them, for all of us, on Super Earth.
Incredible, Bulldog. Bulldog, stay safe and keep those updates coming. Your insights are critical for us back home. So as today's updates across the galaxy remind us of the ingenuity and resilience of our troops, whether it's freezing cold or scorching hot, our Helldivers stand undeterred, ready to face whatever challenges come their way. We'll be right back after these messages.
Introducing Eagle Sweat, the essence of freedom, captured in every bottle, the cologne that commands respect and exudes the spirit of democracy. Unleash the potent vigor of liberty. Eagle Sweat is distilled with the very essence of patriotism, each drop a testament to the iron grips of democracy. Infused with the bold aroma of valor and the resilient scent of victory, Eagle Sweat invigorates the soul and emboldens the spirit. It's not just a fragrance, it's an armor of scent, enveloping you in the undying fervor of the free. Eagle Sweat, for the true patriot whose resolve is as unwavering as the mountains and as limitless as the skies. Answer the call for greatness. Wear the mark of the majestic. Eagle Sweat. Forge your legacy.
Welcome back to GNR 107's Warfront Update. I'm Penny Lively, and in today's segment, we're diving into the strategic minds behind our Helldivers' success on the battlefield and the SEAF leaders. Joining us are three key figures whose expertise has been pivotal in recent operations. They will be joining us on comms. First up, we have Colonel Richard Rick Hammond, a seasoned military strategist. Colonel, with the recent operational shifts on Minkin, how are we leveraging new tactics to optimize our effectiveness in such harsh environments?
Thank you, Captain Penny.
Our men can't where the landscape itself is an adversary. We've upgraded our tactical gear to withstand extreme temperatures. Now, this allows our troops to force automaton units into less favorable positions by exploiting their heat sensitivities.
Sounds like a critical advantage. Would you say that adapting to the battlefield conditions is key?
Absolutely, Penny. Adaptation is what ensures our survival and success.
Next, we welcome Dr. Simon Foster, who is at the forefront of developing our orbital defense systems. Dr. Foster, how are these new systems bolstering our defenses, particularly on Lizeth?
Penny, our new orbital defense platforms are crucial for maintaining both defensive stability and offensive capability. They provide a protective shield over key areas, preventing automaton air attacks and supporting ground operations with strategic firepower.
It must be reassuring for our forces on the ground to have such robust support from above. Finally, we have Major Alexei Petrov from Field Operations. Major, there's been a significant buzz about the enhancements to our armor systems, especially the Engineer Kit passives. How are these changes impacting operations on the ground?
Evolve, these updated engineering kits have drastically improved our operational capabilities. These kits allow our engineers to now maintain and repair equipment on the fly. Crucial abilities for prolonged engagements and in environments like Marfark, where mechanical failures can be life-threatening.
Enhancing resilience and ensuring continuous operations are vital indeed. Thank you, Major. Thank you to our experts for sharing their invaluable insights today. It's clear that the strategic innovations and technological advancements are key to our Helldivers' continued success against the automaton threat. For Super Earth, for liberty, we stand united.
You've been listening to GNR 107, where we not only bring you the anthems of our galaxy, but also the voices of those who defend it. As we close today's wartime update, let's carry forward the courage and dedication of our Helldivers. Remember, through the airwaves and beyond, our spirit remains unbroken and our resolve unwavering. Stay tuned for more tunes that inspire and unite us all.
Hey, this is Grant. I play Joe Turner, and using a voice changer, I play a smattering of other characters. Producer and writer of the show, here are all the amazing people that voice acted for this episode.
I'm Eagle Scout 905, and this week I've been Colonel Hammond and Major Petrov.
I am Shriekhawk, and I play Calvin Hawks.
Hi, I'm Penny Lively, played by Ashley.
Hi, I'm Umbriel Shadow, and I played the part of Bulldog and Dr. Foster.
And I hope all of you had a heck of a time. For those announcements that we talked about at the beginning of the show, one of the things that is a potential that's going to happen is next month we will be going to only doing one every other week due to a more busy schedule on my part. However, this could change if more people signed in to the Discord and wanted to give a helping hand to screenwriting and editing. It is currently 5:52 a.m. Thank you all. Also, here's some of my paper reels. During this week, the Minkant line This strategic depth ensures we maintain upper hand in the galactic This strategic depth ensures that we maintain the upper hand in the galactic chess match against our mechanized adversaries. This strategic depth ensures we maintain the upper hand in the galactic chess match against our mechanized adversaries. Ooh.
This strategic depth ensures we maintain the upper hand in this galactic chess match against our mechanized. Fuck, say it right, Grant. Today, we've successfully called and processed 2 billion termini. 2 billion termini. We have, in just the first day, we've successfully called and processed 2 billion terminates, extracting the